Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. When we think of music in Vienna, names like Mozart, Beethoven, Strauss, and Schoenberg might come to mind. But these musical giants are only a few in a long line of influential composers and musicians to come out of Vienna. This hour on Harmonia, we explore the work of Viennese composers from the Middle Ages through the High Baroque. Our featured release is Stephen Schultz and Jory Vinicor's 2018 recording of J.S. Bach's sonatas for flute and harpsichord.
Thank you.
We heard a sonata for six from the Sacro Profanus Concentus Musicus 1662 by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. Freiburg Baroque Consort performed on that 2012 Harmonia Mundi recording, Barockes Welttheater. The contest of song on the Wartburg, also known as the Sängerkrieg, was legendary. This famous Minnesinger competition took place in 1207 at Wartburg, a castle in Thuringia, Germany. Whether the contest existed in reality or just in legend is still up for debate, but it was such an important moment in German cultural history that Wagner used this competition as the basis for his 1845 opera Tannhäuser. One of the characters is even named Walter von der Vogelweide, after the medieval Minnesinger. Let's hear music by the real Walter von der Vogelweide.
Yeah.
Sabine Lutzenberger, soprano, performing Walter von der Vogelweide's Palästinalied, one of the more famous examples of a medieval crusade song. That's from the group Per Sonata's 2015 Christophorus recording of music by Walter von der Vogelweide and his contemporaries. If the famous contest of song on the Wartburg really did happen, it must have been quite a high-profile event. Vogelweide was associated with the court of Babenberg in Vienna, and the competition took place nearly 400 miles away. 13th century accounts describe a contest among six Minnesingers to determine who could sing the most florid praises of the Count and Countess of Thuringia. Let's hear music by Wolfram von Eisenbach, one of Vogelweide's competitors. Sweet Schwazian, the narrator sings, radiant and constant as she was, died in giving birth to a daughter who was endowed with many blessings. All maidenly honor had its source in her. She had so much loyalty that they still speak about it in many lands. Music by Wolfram von Eschenbach. We heard Drew Minter singing and playing the medieval harp. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Not much is known about the life of 16th century composer Heinrich Finck. Apparently, the only source of information we have regarding his birth year is a commemorative medal coined by King Ferdinand I of Bohemia and Hungary. From this same medal, we understand that he died in Vienna in 1527. Finck was an active chapelmaster and composer in several cities in Central and Eastern Europe. He worked in courts from Krakow to Stuttgart, Salzburg, and Vienna. Let's hear Finck's Veni Redemptor Gentium, composed for Advent. We heard Veni Redemptor Gentium, a text for Advent, set by Heinrich Finck. We heard the Hamburger Ratsmusik from their 2016 recording. Finck wrote secular works as well, including many German Lieder. In this poem, Ich stund an einem Morgen, the narrator overhears a young woman conversing with her lover, begging him not to leave her. The last stanza reads, more or less, "The maiden screamed, woe, murder, and grief. Your words hurt me. Dear heart, don't leave me. For you, I'll give all I have and my honor. And if I can go with you, no journey would be too long for me." This farewell song was widely known in Renaissance Europe, in addition to the Finck version we're about to hear, settings survived from Zenfel, Isaac, Stolzer, and Van Bruck. Ich Stund an einem Morgen, performed by Josquin Capella and directed by Meinolf Brüser. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. The term First Viennese School is typically used to refer to late 18th and early 19th century composers, including Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven. The composers of the Second Viennese School include Schoenberg, Alban Berg, and Anton Webern. However, Vienna was a compositional powerhouse long before the rise of the classical era. An earlier Viennese school might include Baroque composers such as Johann Joseph Fuchs and Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. Famous for his contributions to counterpoint instruction, Fuchs lived in Vienna, working at the court of Emperor Leopold I. Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven were all familiar with Fuchs's publication Gradus ad Parnassum from 1725, a textbook on High Renaissance polyphony that is still used today as a foundational text in music theory and composition courses. Here are two movements from Fuchs's Capriccio and Fugue in G minor. Thank you. We heard La Superbia and L'Umiltà from the Capriccio and Fugue in G minor by Johann Joseph Fuchs. Like Fuchs, Johann Heinrich Schmelzer worked in the court of Emperor Leopold I. Today, Schmelzer's remembered for his development of violin technique and of sonata and suite forms. If you're familiar with Corelli's famous La Follia, see if you can hear similarities with Schmelzer's variations on La Bella Pastora.
Thank you.
We heard Schmelzer's Variations on La Bella Pastora, music for two violins and continuo. That was the Freiburg Baroque Consort with violinists Petra Mulians and Christa Kittel. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Bach's Sonata in B Minor for flute and harpsichord is a reworking of an earlier piece. The work is modified from its original key and scoring, which may have been for violin rather than flute. Many performers consider this work to be Bach's most challenging flute sonata, the Mount Everest to a whole range of difficult slopes. Thank you. We heard the Presto and Gigue from Bach's B minor flute sonata, BWV 1030. The performers were Stephen Schultz, traverso, and Jory Vinicourt, harpsichord, from our featured release, J.S. Bach, Sonatas for Flute and Harpsichord. Who was Bach writing these virtuosic pieces for? In the 1730s, Bach was becoming more familiar with the local musicians in Dresden, a city known for its exceptional woodwind players and composers, including flutists Pierre Gabriel Bouffardin and Johann Joachim Quantz. We'll conclude with the intimate Siciliano from the Sonata in E flat major for flute and harpsichord. Though this piece is attributed to Bach in most 18th century sources, others have claimed that the style and other evidence suggests it may have come from the pen of a different composer, maybe Quantz or maybe Karl Heinrich Graun. That was the Siciliano from the Sonata in E-flat major for flute and harpsichord, attributed to J.S. Bach. We heard flutist Stephen Schultz and harpsichordist Jory Vinicourt from their 2018 recording of Bach Sonatas for Flute and Harpsichord. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoopsch. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis, Wendy Gillespie, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.